AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A 42-year-old man thought to have been in the Washington, D.C. area in the days leading up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol has been identified as the armed man in body armor who tried to force his way into the FBI office this morning in Cincinnati. A law enforcement official identifies the man as Ricky Schiffer. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis tells reporters Schiffer fired shots at police during a car chase.
Shots were fired from the suspect vehicle. Law enforcement did not fire shots at that time. And then once the vehicle exited on the State Route 73 and went north on Smith Road and came to a stop, there was a gunfire exchanged as well.
Schiffer died in a shootout with the officers. There have been growing threats in recent days against FBI agents and officers across the country since the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. The Justice Department breaks its silence about that search. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
After days of attacks by the ex-president and his allies, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the department's asking a court to unseal the warrant the FBI received to search Mar-a-Lago. That's unusual. Such documents ordinarily stay sealed during a pending investigation. But Garland, citing substantial public interest and noting the department itself did not reveal the search.
The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right.
Garland says he personally approves seeking the warrant. It's unclear when or if it might be unsealed.
South Florida prosecutors announced a second-degree murder charge against a social media model, Courtney Clenny, in the April 3rd stabbing death of her live-in boyfriend. According to an arrest report, Clenny acknowledged killing the man but claimed self-defense. This is AP News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention relaxes its COVID-19 guidelines amid a shift in the pandemic's impact on the country. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The recommendation is being dropped that people quarantine themselves if they come into contact with an infected person. You no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from others. It's part of a recognition by the CDC.
We know that COVID-19 is here to stay.
Greta Massetti is an author of the guidelines. She says conditions have changed.
High levels of population immunity due to vaccination and previous infection and the many tools that we have available to protect people from severe illness and death have put us in a different place with COVID-19.
Masks continue to be recommended only in areas where community transmission is considered high. The CDC is also dropping the recommendation schools do routine daily testing, but it can be reinstated if there is a surge in infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.